Sock Talk Radio.
Hello.
Any day
it's
now.
July.
All right. So, good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. I guess we have no intro tonight. Why should we? Here. How about this? Nope. That's not even.
I didn't hear the Blog Talk Radio lady.
No, I didn't hear the Blog Talk Radio lady, and now I can't hear the clip I'm playing. I don't know. Can you guys hear us? I'm playing a clip. It's not playing. Oh, this is great.
The hockey club. The hockey. They hear us. The hockey
you,
gods. Yeah, they say
can
they
you
can hear us.
Can you hear music? This is unbelievable.
I can't hear. No, I can't hear no clips.
Simple radio. No
football.
Yes.
Radio.
No clip. No music. No music. Let's try this one more time. Where are we here? Now the switchboard just froze. Unreal. To the bitter end.
Can
of this,
you hear us?
This friggin' network. Yeah, really.
All right. Well, let's get into the show while you figure that out.
Of course, live chat isn't working. Wonderful. So I don't know if any of our clips are going to work tonight.
Let me see if mine's work. If mine work. Nothing. What a
Unreal.
Bunch of shit. Unreal. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, I'm Ed, and that's Jim. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio, Game 6 Elimination Edition.
You better not pull that clip and put it off.
No. That was the clip that was the one I pressed.
Now to life.
Seconds.
There we go.
The party's over. They say that all good things must end.
Right.
Let's call it a night. The party's over. Tomorrow start the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me. I'm
all right, go ahead and go back into it while Willie sings.
Well, fans, you know, it took a little bit longer this year for us to play this song. I remember it. Just like it was yesterday when we were eliminated by the Capitals last year. But this year, folks, we've got a lot to be proud of. The Rangers treated us to 102 games of one-goal hockey. This season was a lot longer. We've got a lot to be thankful. I know... Right now, a lot of us are feeling it, man. I'll tell you, the poison is still in my system. That venom is still in my body about it, but it's slowly relieving itself, minute by minute. I'm trying to distract myself from all thoughts of hockey. But what a season it was, and you know, I just want to state from the get-go, I'm proud of this team. You know, I've always been proud to be a New York Ranger fan, like all of us. But they made us proud. I mean, they really finally played as tough and cared enough and laid it all on the line like us fans have. They really were a team to be proud of. And there's not a lot of Ranger teams I can say that about. And I think we got more years to come. I ain't going to try to be all Mr. Sunshine and Roses because I'm still pissed off. I still think we're better than the Devils, but it just wasn't our time. It just wasn't our time. I don't know why. I don't know why the hockey gods shat upon us, but it just wasn't our time. And as an unbiased guy, I just can't see how we lost to them, but we lost to them. I'm not going to say congratulations. I'm going to say fuck them. I don't care. I don't care about their franchise. I don't care about their history. All I care about is the New York Rangers. So now we have to concentrate on next season. And let's face it, one good thing about going long in the playoffs is that The new season's right upon us. A couple more months, we'll be back here talking about camp.
Yeah, so, I mean, said it last night in the Facebook group. We're you know, you got 3 weeks, three to four weeks to the draft. Then free agency is the following week. Then you got a 4 week lull, and then they start showing up for mini camps and training camp is you know, the middle of September. So yeah, you know, as opposed to last year where we went into the off season, I think somewhere around the third week of April. You know, here we are the end of May, and look, it's, you know, I said this last night too. It's, think of this as high school. You know, the Rangers, they graduated high school. They had acne a little. They had a little bit of acne at times. They got laid a couple of times and graduated. Now it's on to college for next year, providing there's a hockey.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about the lockout and the possibility of a lockout. I'm going to try not to think about that and just go as business as usual as a hockey fan and then just, you know, kind of pretend that's not out there. Which is always not a great life philosophy, but as far as hockey goes, it's pretty good. Basically sticking my head in the sand as far as the lockout goes.
And this will become a baseball show if there's a lockout.
Holy moly. If I got to talk about Rob Johnson or the Mets have – I just saw that. I know a lot of you are Yankee fans, but if you're a Mets fan, I don't even know who the – Mets fans don't even know who these people are that play.
Yeah.
And they're winning. All right,
yeah,
now.
Now.
Now. Now. Getting
right here.
Back to this hand. Last night was, again, you know, if there was one thing that needs to be corrected is the bad starts in the playoff games. I mean, either it's the goals that go in or it's just the bad play. Again, you know, they get down early. If there was one consistent factor in throughout the playoffs, it was the Rangers getting down early or not coming out hard enough. I don't know if that's a mental thing. I don't know if it's just the way things happened. It certainly was a trend that I think proved to be their demise, their undoing in the end. It took a lot of balls, a lot of Quillonis to come back in those games. But when you get into overtime like they did last night, it just, you know, it's going to be a bounce. It's going to be something usually not all that finesse-driven, and it just happened. And I know, I mean, guys, my stomach just, I get... It tightens and drops when I think about that goal. It was just so upsetting to see, you know, Ryan McDonagh there. And it almost looked like in his eyes, it was like, you know, he couldn't believe, like, this is it. There's no more games to play. You can't make up for it.
Right.
Nothing anybody can do. It's the end.
Yep.
You know,
finality.
So,
the finality.
Yeah,
of
the whole finality thing. And, well, you know, we're Ranger fans, we're also hockey fans, and, you know, I cannot watch the Stanley Cup. I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be rooting for L.A. I'm certainly rooting for L.A. I am hockeyed out. It's just been too draining for me to watch the Stanley Cup. And again, like I said before, while Jim was fixing the technical difficulties, I still think the Rangers are the better team, were the better team, but the Devils just got production out of the fourth line, guys that you didn't expect, and that usually that's what it takes to get to the Stanley Cup. And things just fell their way, and it didn't fall our way. So they won the series. I mean, Brodeur was good enough. He wasn't spectacular. He was, you know, and he wasn't horrible. He was good enough. And I know we could throw the blame finger around. I'm sure everybody's got their own pet peeves, especially in last night's game. And I think it's healthy for us to all freaking just get it out. If you think the guy was a bum, say he was a bum. I see people are a little bit on Mike Rupp.
Because it's the route.
8K Power, blaming Cam Talbot, which is always a good thing. Watch for the emails, Jim. I don't know, Jim, how do you feel? Where are you? I would say I am. It's going to take at least a week for me to get this out of my system.
Well, you know, I don't know where to start because I want to touch on a couple of things you talked about. But I guess, you know, the weirdest part was I was bummed out last night and then, you know, got to sleep. And I woke up this morning and I woke up and was going to get ready to jump in the shower. And I'm standing there brushing my teeth and it just kind of hit me. There's no more hockey. There's no hockey game to think about. And I was like,
right.
It's over. And it was just, it's just over. This is the first time now since the end of September, first week of October, there's no next game, you know. And, of course, you know, I'm sure it's a lot harder on the players than it is on us. But to get back to what you were saying about the slow starts, you know, that was something that started to creep up, I think, towards the end of the Cap series, and then, you know, obviously it was very pronounced in this entire Devil series. I think that was a mental thing for them and as well as a physical thing. I don't necessarily agree that they were tired. I just think that these extra games that they played, you go back and look at game four against Ottawa, when they had a 2-0 lead and they blew the lead and lost that game. The failure to put Ottawa away, the failure to put Washington away, and I'm sorry, Washington was not, they had no business letting Washington get to a seventh game. Ottawa, I'll give Ottawa a little bit. I thought Ottawa was a better team, and I thought they matched up better than the Rangers. I thought the Capitals were just not that good. And going to seven games against Ottawa, not putting Ottawa away when they had their chances and not putting Washington away when they had their chances, I think that's what caught up to them against the Devils. And, you know, hopefully that is a lesson learned. And look, I said and you said and I think most of us said that back in January that this team, as good as they were playing and as well as they were doing, they were missing some offensive punch. They didn't make any moves at the deadline. And we were okay. You know, everybody was, there were talks about Rick Nash and was he going to come and what were the offers and whatever. And they didn't make any moves at the deadline. And everybody was mostly okay with that because we didn't want to see any guys go from this team because we like this team. But at the same time, you know, they decided not to improve the offense. They were going to play. They were going to let the chips fall where they may, and we see what happened. And another thing, you know, the Devils' fourth line outplayed the Rangers' first line in this year. I mean, come on,
that's right.
John Carter, who's it? Ryan
Carter. Ryan Carter.
How many goals were going to let this guy score?
Steven Gionta.
Yeah. So
I mean, you're right.
And I have some thoughts on players, but we're going to save those. We're going to come back Thursday night, and we'll do a show Thursday night, which I believe is an off night for the Stanley Cup Finals for you guys that want to watch the finals. So we'll come back Friday night and kind of do a season in review, and we'll talk about individual players and things like that, because I do have some opinions on players, some that may be popular, some that may be unpopular. So we'll save that for Thursday. But, yeah, last night, you know, those games, you know, look at the you know, the Rangers' history. You know, those games tend to end with wraparound, flub goals, you know, batted pucks off guys' legs, things like that. And that's what happened last night. Up in front of the net. Ponikarovsky put a shot on Henrik, and then Henrik, who I'll get to Henrik in a second, and Henrik put it away, and that was it. Season was over, and this is not meant to be sour grapes, but I'm just going to say John Tortorella was 100% dead on about the Devils when he talked about how much they stayed down on the ice looking to draw penalties. Adam Henrique, I thought this guy, he went down, I think he took a shot to the nuts is what happened. Or as Dave
right.
Maloney said on the radio, he took a shot to the... and Kenny Albert said, how do you spell that? But, I mean, he's down on the ice. He's got to be helped off the ice. You know, oh, poor Adam. And he's back on the ice. Next shift, back on the ice. So I do agree with Tortorella with that. And Delzato got a high-sticking penalty. I don't remember who they said he high-sticked. I can't remember who it is now. I believe it was in the second or third period. And they showed it on the replay. Stick never touched the guy. Maloney said on the radio, no wonder, was it Bernier? Maybe it was Bernier. Mr. French says Bernier. A couple of people, Bernier. Maloney said, no wonder why we didn't see the high stick. There was no high stick. He never touched him. Bernier, we love to use the reference, Zapruder film. You know, I mean, he literally jumped off the ice and fell down. So in that respect, but hey, you know what? It worked for him. And you know, and every team has guys that will embellish occasionally. Although I thought the Prust, I think it was game 5, Prust got called for diving, and it was just a ridiculous call because Prust had one skate off the ice when he got hit, and he was up against the net. There was no possible way he was going to keep his balance in that play, and they called him for a dive. Whatever. I'm not going to bitch about the officials, and I'm not going to. But I think Tortorella was dead on when he said that about the Devils. They do embellish. They do stay down on the ice and try and draw penalties. But you know what? It works. So, you know, it's just a case of the referees. You know, I mean, there's only 4 of them on the ice, so, you know, how much could they possibly watch? But it is what it is.
Well, it was funny because, you know, as much as we have freaking reamed out Pierre Maguire, he had the best quote of the night. He pulled the Mike Keenan phrase that I've used on this program many times. That high stick was fictitious, he said.
Yeah.
And he's right on the ice. I mean, the puck, it looked like the stick hit a little bit of his helmet. Just a little bit. And he must have felt that tap, Bernier, and just went into a total, you know, spasmodic fit. Like, you know, he'd been shot. And,
yeah, he was like Bugs Bunny, rabbititis.
But there was a lot of things. I mean, I know Fed's got the goal. You know, he took a bad penalty, led to one of their goals, where he just stuck his stick out and tripped the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't want to review the whole game because when it was 2-2, frankly, I really thought, again, I felt the Rangers were going to win this game, and it just didn't happen. So I don't know. I'm never, ever going to be able to wrap my head around our defense wasn't as good as the Mark Fain, Peter Howard, Volchenkov.
Karofsky.
Who? I mean, their defense...
You called him Peter Howard. It's Peter Harold.
Peter Harold, sorry.
And
Zdlitsky. I mean, come on. The other goof that got, like, 3 goals in a series, what's his name? The other
Ryan
defenseman.
Carter.
Not
Carter.
Not Mark Green, the other dude.
Salvador?
Yeah, Bryce Salvador.
Salvador had 2 goals, I think, in the series, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't wrap my head around it. I mean, the Rangers are a young team. I think a lot of their guys showed a little bit of nerves in this series. I think there was a lot of guys making bad plays out there on defense. The Rangers took a lot of chances last night. They pinched in a lot. Some worked. Some didn't work. Some cost them goals. Some didn't cost them goals. Some got them goals. So, you know, it's just a tough one to figure out, you know. But bottom line is, you know, this isn't a one-shot deal for the Rangers. They're going to be back. It's just that we have to endure a whole season to get back. When you're there, you're this close, it takes so long to get back there. And even if the Rangers are a good team, which I think they will be, to get to the semifinals is always going to be a chore unless some of the issues that we've discussed and the fans know about the scoring are addressed.
You want to hear something?
Go ahead.
Well, I had pulled this a week ago, and we'll get to the phones in just a second because I see you guys are lined up, and I won't play this whole thing. Let me see right now. I got to remember where I put it here. But in a let me see, where is it here? Should be under Jim. Here it is. In a pure case of be careful what you wish for. Just listen. I'll play a little bit of this. Listen to this. This is from October.
It's a lot of pressure to put these young defensemen under right away, and especially when you got these retreads in the sixth and seventh spot. So that's where I stand right now. I hope I didn't bring everybody down.
Not at all. All right. No, your prediction is certainly valid. Certainly, you're trying to you're being cautious. I, on the other hand, I'll have none of that. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that safe is death, and I will stand by that in my predictions. All right, here is what I believe lies ahead for this team. Unlike... thank you. and thanks for the Falcon. And unlike my esteemed co-host, I do believe that this team is going to get off to a slow start. I think the stall injury, I think this defense is, at least from what we saw, is a ways from coming together. I think that's going to take time. I think this team will get off to a slow start. They may, they're going to struggle around the 500 mark, I think, probably until we get in late November. And then hopefully by then, Mark Stahl will be back. And I do believe this team is going to get hot. And I do believe that by the end of the season, the New York Rangers will have finished either first or second in their division.
Ding.
They will be either the fourth or fifth seed in the conference.
All right, I sold them short there.
And this year, New York Ranger fans, we will see this team finally get over that hump of the last couple of years. They will win a playoff series. They
Ding.
Will win two playoff series. Gentlemen, two playoff series. The New York Rangers, your New York Rangers, will be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I think Henrik Lundqvist. I'm in agreement with some of the experts. I agree with them. Henrik Lundqvist is going to have maybe the best year of his career this year. I think you are going to see improved goal scoring from Callahan and Dubinsky, because I think Anisimov is going to be better, and I think that is going to make his line mates better.
All right, so that's about half of it. So little did I know that I would be correct in my prediction, but if I'd have known that would have meant facing the Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals, I wouldn't have predicted they were going to just go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. That's pretty slick you there, Jim.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I hit the slow start. I hit the improved goal scoring from Callahan. I was off on Dubinsky. I wasn't really climbing out on a limb on Lundqvist there, but I did have them finishing first or second in the division. And I was semi on the money there, but unfortunately, it just like I said, be careful what you wish for, because I was right. But Jesus Christ, did I hate being right? Because I didn't want to lose to the Devils.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that because I hated losing to the Devils, but I know a lot of the fans, like I have that hatred against the Islanders, and always will. They'll be have a special place in my own personal hell for all Islanders and their fans. And you guys who really hate the Devils, I hate them, but I don't have that seething hate for them like you guys do. I felt extraordinarily bad for you guys because it had to hurt to see those idiots. Like, I don't know about you guys. I mean, I'm a fairly good sport. Like, I watched the handshakes. But when they went to the President's Trophy, I had to shut it off. I had to leave. I couldn't take it anymore. It's just like, it just was too upsetting. And he did good on the predictions there. I'm always too conservative, and that's my problem, you know. But good job there, Jimmy.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. Are you ready to go to the phones, or do you have anything else?
Yeah, I'm always interested in what people have to say and how they're feeling and how they're handling it.
All right, let's bring our old friend Robbie on. Robbie, how are you?
Hanging in there. Very, very upset, but trying to hold it in there. Oh, my God, I can't believe it's over.
And you know what, Robbie, you're one of the people that I was thinking about because I know that where you live, there are a lot of Devil fans, and a lot of your friends are Devil fans, so it had to be pretty bad for you.
Yeah, very bad. Getting calls saying, this is payback for 94, you know, so you can keep them
enough
in the path.
Any Devils fan that says this is payback for 94, shove it up your ass. You won 3 fucking cups. That was your payback. That was your payback.
Yeah, I agree.
Ranger fans having to watch you guys win 3 cups while we weren't making the playoffs. That was your payback. If you guys are – I mean, that's the – and I know I get on a long tangent about Devils fans, but that's my problem with Devils fans is that they don't care. They don't care about the Devils. They only care about beating the Rangers and seeing the Rangers falter.
They spend more time hating on the Rangers than they do caring about their own team. They will choose a Rangers loss over a Devils win, and that is a proven fact. That's how it goes with them.
They wouldn't care if they were out in the second round every year as long as one of those rounds they eliminated the Rangers. That's all they care about. That's all they care about.
Exactly. I can't stand them. And, you know, I would love the team, but you know what? I can't take losing them anymore. I can't lose it. So it had to end like that in overtime. Such fucking assholes. I can't stand losing to the Devils. I despise them with a burning passion in my heart. Like you said, Eddie, I can't. I despise them. I really do.
Kevin, you are an exception to the – well, no, you took a – Kevin, case in point. Madison Square Garden, Rangers score a goal. What do? They sing the goal song. At the Prudential Center, the Devils score a goal. What's the first thing they do?
Hey,
they start chanting,
suck.
Rangers suck. Right away.
Oh, good for you.
Exactly. All right. Well, Robbie, this too shall pass. And you've still you've got your Mets. Football season's just around the corner, and before you know it, hockey season will be back. It'll be all right.
I know, but I wanted to go a little bit further, but I'm very happy. They won the division. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1997. I wish they would have gotten at least to the Eastern Conference. I made Stanley Cup Finals, but you know what? Hollywood has to bail us out of trouble here on this one. Go Kings. And I'm doing that quietly because to me that's like against the sports code is to purposely and to make it obnoxiously root against one of your rivals' teams, but I'm going to be quietly pulling for the Kings on this one.
Screw that shit. Go Kings.
Let's go Hollywood. But,
yeah.
You know, it's also, Jim, you also said that the Rangers were like a high school, they graduate. It's ironic that you said that because this month, or next month, I'm graduating from high school, and I was hoping for my senior year that they would have won the cup, but what can you do?
Listen, they're getting better, and it's not a one-shot deal. It's just, we just wanted to see it. We had the dreams. We had the things. But it just didn't happen. It just wasn't their time. That's it. That's bottom line. Just wasn't their time.
So,
and they need to tweak the team in several areas in order to, I think, get this this lack of scoring problem fixed.
Robbie, just like it's part of the players' process getting through. It's part of your process as a fan.
Sure, I agree. But, you know.
Right, Robbie. Well, listen, we're gonna get we got a lot of calls on hold, but we appreciate you calling in, and it'll be all right. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Let's go Rangers.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Take care, Robbie.
All right. Let's see. 718-225. I think this is Stan. Stan?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
I'm okay. I took it fairly well.
Well, you're older.
Yeah,
I thought
I
haven't seen this before.
I think the more pragmatic you get, and look, I know you're a little bit older than Eddie and I, so you suffered a lot longer leading up to 1994 than we had. So, you get more pragmatic as you get older. And
I was suffering when you guys were in diapers. Anyhow. I keep losing the audio on the Blog Talk Radio, so.
Oh.
Fortunately, tomorrow they'll send me an email saying the show is on tonight.
Yeah, we it's a terrific network.
Yeah. Anyhow, I got a few things here. Definitely, I think the biggest problem, the entire forward core stunk. They not only didn't score, but they allowed the Devils to probably control 60% of the time the puck, if not more. I mean, I thought the defense was terrific. Henrik was good. But I think, I mentioned this probably last month. They basically went with five defensemen for 20 games.
You're yeah, right.
They played Bickle and Emminger. And another thing is, if they didn't have faith in those guys, why didn't, instead of picking up that John Scott, which I still have no plausible explanation why they acquired him. Why didn't they pick up a veteran defenseman at the trade deadline if they didn't think these guys could play?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah. I don't think Scott was either.
Yeah. And even Stroman at the end was not really getting, decent. So they're kind of playing, four-and-a-half defensemen. The trust issues Tortorella had with the defenseman. You really got to be able to roll all six of your defensemen and have confidence in them. And I think that's a good point you made.
Well, it would have been better if, they spend more time in the Devil's zone. But when they're pinned up all the time, they're going to get tired. Playing, basically a man short. Another thing is that, it was a year and a half ago I mentioned Kreider to you guys. I actually underestimated him. This guy is going to be a monster player. Absolute monster. I mean, bowling over the Devils last night.
Yesterday with the hitting.
Yeah.
You're right. He was aggressive, and he was knocking people down.
He's a big guy.
I started thinking almost like power forward, kind of, because, the physicality he showed last night.
Yeah.
He's
absolutely.
Not just a great skater. And plus, to come and play in these kind of conditions and just, I don't want to say not miss a beat, but he barely missed a beat. I mean, he really just acclimated himself so quickly. I started to think, how is this guy going to play, when, teams are looser, they're not playoff quality teams. He's going to eat people up.
I think he should be good for 30 goals next year. I as a minimum, I'd say. And I can't imagine any other rookie being better than him next year.
I don't know off the top of my head how many playoff games he played. I guess it was about 12, 13, something like that. And he played one rookie game, like the game where he was minus two, and he gave up and he was benched and relegated to the fourth line and had to work himself back up. So it was 15, 6, whatever game it was. He had one bad game. And how many other forwards on that team can you say that about in the playoffs?
He was their best forward in the series.
Absolutely.
He was one of our best players. We wouldn't even been here if it wasn't for him. We
wouldn't
even been
right.
against the Devil. So concerned. Yeah, I think you're right on. I mean, if everything is as it was, he's going to be a star. He's got all the tools, and he's very, he's got, and his head's on straight, too, which is a big thing. And a lot of players, they say, have all the tools and no toolbox. Well, he's got the toolbox, too.
Yeah, even
and you're right.
Him,
you're,
What's that?
I was going to say, you also were right on about the other forwards. You can't have nine forwards not scoring goals for 20 games. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, they got to shore up there with a third and fourth line, get some more guys in there who can find the net. I mean, you can't have all these guys who score, you know, five, six goals a year.
A little more speed,
half your forwards
too.
Are in single digits.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. And, you know, as far as, like, the only two free agents who have really good scorers are Parisi and Semin. Now, Semin is not coming to the Rangers.
Can
you imagine him with Tortorella?
I don't want him.
Tortorella's never going to sign off on that.
No, he'd strangle him by Halloween. He'd have his hands around his neck. So, I wrote my son. I said, you know, if they can't get Parisi, they'll probably have to make a trade. And I thought Delzato is the most likely guy to go because he can be replaced by Erickson. And, you know, they might be able to bring in a goal scorer from another team, you know, because a lot of teams need defensemen. He'd be the only defenseman you could really trade.
Yeah, I know you're high on Erickson, but Delzato showed me a good, you know, I think he can still emerge more offensively.
I'm not saying I want to trade him or he isn't good, but, I mean, if you want to bring in another scorer, you've got to give up somebody.
Obviously, you got to trade from strength.
I mean, you're not trading McDonough.
Yeah.
You have to trade McDonough and Stahl or Girardi. Those are basically three all-stars right there. So he's the odd man out.
I think they'll probably stay pat and hope Kreider and then Doobie has a better season. If they don't get Parisi, that's what I think. I thought that line looked good last night. The Anisimov, Dubinsky, Callahan. I also want to. I know I don't have to say because we all watch the games, but Ryan Callahan. He's just a phenomenal warrior.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave it his all last night. I mean, they couldn't have picked a better captain. He is just.
Oh yeah, he's definitely top. Top notch. I'd say I like Doobie too. You know, he can't score 10 goals a year. He's got to double that. But he's he works real hard, and he grinds. You know, he's a good player. He just got to score more than 10. You know, got to be in 20, 25. That's for sure.
I could handle that. But you know, again, during the regular season, he goes on these stretches where he's invisible. He's just not part of it. But when he comes to play, and this series especially, I think, was kind of custom made for him. Well, you know, and he's not a force, but he's certainly recognizable out there, and he's involved. And again, I think if they don't get Parisi, I can't see the Rangers making a trade, moving any of these young guys. I don't see it, especially now that that's become kind of their identity.
Yeah, possible.
I think you'll see the sixth defenseman, the fifth and sixth. Strom will be bye-bye. Isn't he UFA? I think you'll see Erickson put in, and then they'll wait another year. Was McArath a year away after this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then I think that'll be their sixth.
Well, remember, they were looking to bring in Nash. So it's not like it would be crazy for them to try and bring somebody else in. Like a Bobby Ryan.
But then why are they talking about trading Kreider to get Nash? And
no, they didn't want to trade Kreider, obviously. That was the deal breaker. They wouldn't give him up.
Right. I don't know if they have. I don't know what they could do to get Nash. I don't know.
They offered a lot last time, and they turned it down. I can't see. That's not likely. You know, I can't see them offering more, that's for sure.
Right. So I don't know. We'll see, but... it was a good season. I'm proud of them. They made me proud to be a fan. I'm sure you felt the same way. Finally, they weren't, you know, a bunch of schmoes who got lucky, or didn't get lucky or disappointed us. They played very well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not a lot of teams I can be proud of, Ranger teams that have come down the pike. So this was one of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, Stan.
All right, just keep me on here, please.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. All right, let's see.
James, how are you?
Hey, buddy, what's up, man?
Good, how are you?
Hey, James, what's up, bro?
I'm feeling down just like you guys are.
Man, I got to tell you. This one was when it was a tough one.
But you know what, Eddie? Just like you said, you got to be proud of him. I mean, to go through 2 7-game series in a row, I mean, these guys were shot. I mean, you could see by the end, you know. I mean, they were playing. They had all heart, you know, but they just didn't have the legs anymore.
Plus, the season was so grueling.
Yeah, there was a lot of back-to-back games, a lot of it seemed like, I mean, I don't know if it seemed like that to you guys, but I saw a lot of, you know, like at the end of the season there, I mean, I was looking at the calendar and seeing a bunch of games, and I'm like, wow, I'm surprised there's so many. It's not like it's an Olympic year or something, but there was a lot of games, and right after one series, we had to go right into the next series, you know, and like you guys said, you know, we have a lot of young guys. And they would like a guy like Kreider was thrown right into the fire there. Boom, go play. And, you know, the game, I mean, we know the NHL game is faster than wherever they're coming from. So, and now you turn it up another couple of notches in the playoffs. And I think, you know, Kreider handled himself well. You know, I think he played, he scored a few goals. And he looks like he's going to be a winner, you know. And, you know, I think we have a good future. We have a good future. And, we're going to get there. We're going to get, who knows, maybe it's next year. I just believe that this team, that they kind of got it pretty much set up very well. And like you said, we may be missing a piece or two. We may need another defenseman. And you know, maybe Kreider is that guy that's missing, you know, that was missing all year.
And also, I mean, all three of us and the older fans, we've seen a lot of teams where we were like disgusted to even be associated with these teams. You know, the Valerie Kamensky when he was on the team, and Bobby Holik and all of those, that whole era. We were Ranger fans. We rooted for them, but we knew it was a crock of shit when it was happening.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is a team that we all could be proud of. They represented New York well. They represented the fans well. They started off in Europe. They had to do all that thing, all that traveling, all that nonsense, the back-to-back games like you mentioned. I still think I thought they looked, in the last two games against the Devils, they looked better, I thought, than most of the playoffs. They had a lot of chances, I thought. They just couldn't get odd man rushes. They couldn't convert.
Right.
I mean, again, Gaborik last night, or as Zsa Gaborik, as I'm calling him, and Brad Richards, they just couldn't put it in the net. And, you know, these things happen, and the Devils get some goals from unexpected guys, plus some of their guys they expected to score. Kovalchuk scored in this series when he had to. He was, you know, he wasn't an all-star, but Parisi comes up with 2 empty net goals. He wasn't it was the other guys. It was the guys
on
the periphery.
Yeah.
That fourth line. So, again, you know, it just wasn't in the cards. But
that's another thing. I'm sorry I didn't interrupt you. A guy on me, I'll forget. Just like you said, you know, like we didn't have, you know, like a fourth line like that was going to put the puck in the net like they were. I mean, of course, you hope that you know, we could get lucky and get one or two. But, you know, and like you said, we there was chances. There was a lot of chances. And, you know, I don't know. It's like the more I watch them and I'm watching everything, and I'm looking in the, you know, trying to absorb everything from a television. You know, you're trying to look at everything. And like you said, you know, we didn't have any odd man rushes. It was very hard to get them. But that New Jersey plays that real pressure game, though. I mean, those guys were forechecking like hell. They had 3 guys on us. I mean, how many times have we even saw, what's his name? Richards almost score on ourselves, you know. I mean, they were coming in, they were swarming. And you, how many times do we bank it off? You look at what you want to go come up ice, and you see them bank it behind the net, or bank it, you know, it just comes like almost out in front, it looked like. And they were trying to get out. We couldn't even get past our goal line, I mean, in some spots. And I was looking at it and saying, man, this freaking team, they're just like all over the place. We got to like try to find a way to get it out of our zone. It seemed like it was a major task just to get out of that zone. And how many times did they keep it in at the blue line? I'm like, Jesus Christ. I mean, come on. We're right there. Just get it out. Just poke it out. Jump it. Do whatever you got to do. And you know, and just like you, we were all, you know, I was frustrated. We were all frustrated. I mean, and when they were having those, you know, those seconds or minutes, you know, just being in there, and it looks like we're going to get out of it, and then there's that one extra pass, and they miss it, and then here comes somebody coming down the wing, and they throw it in the corner, and it was the same thing. It seemed like it was happening every game, and I'm like, you know, I mean, these guys must be just so wiped out or something, because it just seemed like we just weren't able to get, you know, get the puck out of the zone. We weren't able to, like you say, break away to get an odd man rush, even to get a break. We didn't have a breakaway. I don't think we had a breakaway in the whole series. I mean, it was tough. It was real tough. And for a young team like that, I mean, I think the great thing is that we gained so much experience in these you know, the first two rounds winning. They learned how to win game 6 and 7 in round one. They learned how to win the game 7 again. You know, I mean, we could have, you know, there was a chance yesterday. You know, we could have easily won in overtime and had a game tomorrow night. You know, so, like, I'm proud. You're proud. I'm sure these players are proud. They didn't want to lose, man. They wanted to go in there, and it's burning them. They probably can't wait to get back on that ice already to start next season, because I think they know that they have unfinished business. And I think, like you said, a tweak here and a tweak there, you never know what's going to happen.
I agree with you. I think it's a, you know, they're a young team, and, you know, as the Rangers go, it's always the hard way. It's probably going to be like that forever, but maybe, you know, these hard series will pay off in the long run. They'll learn, you know, perhaps they can make things a little bit easier on themselves. Bottom line is, going back to the game, the first period, the Rangers gave up three three-on-ones.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I don't think the Rangers had a 3-on-1 the whole series.
Yeah, not that I recall. I don't know if anybody else did, but just as you said, I mean, you know, you brought up that one point. You said that I don't remember many odd rushes, and as you say that, maybe we had a couple in yeah. Six games. I mean,
I know last night they had a 3-on-2, but it was Boyle and Rupp, and I think Prust. So. You know, nothing was going to happen. I mean, that's like being 2-on-3.
Yeah, and in the beginning of the series, you know, I hate when they have a shot. I mean, and you see that they have a shot, and they pass it up. They just have to have that one extra pass. You know, it's like just shoot the damn thing, put it on net, get in front. You know what I mean? We all played hockey, and I remember I'm telling my daughter, I'm sitting there, I'm saying, see the guy coming down the center. Okay, he should go towards the net. If I'm coming down the right wing, I'm going to try and shoot it low towards Brodeur's right pad and keep it low, so that guy could have a chance at a rebound or maybe put a stick out there and tip it or whatever. I'm trying to think of all the things, you know. Like when we used to play as kids or whatever, I was on a league, and, you know, just try to think of, you know, seeing these things. I'm saying these guys are not going to the net, and it seemed like that European style again. Everybody, like Gabrick or whoever, they were playing that perimeter game. You don't see nobody in front of the net, and it gets to you. You know, you're like, come on, man, get to the net. Somebody get to the net. Throw it at the freaking net. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. And we got a couple of lucky breaks where some goals went in, just as they did, you know. And, you know, you got to put it on net. You got to get to the net. You got to get it on net as quick as possible. And these guys are pressuring you even when you're in their defensive zone, you know. You got, you know, they had to turn around those passes quick. And for some reason, sometimes a lot of blind passes I saw, just like, I was like, what are these guys doing? You know, what is the blind passes and just, you know, the shots missing again, you know, wide and high and this and that. It's like, you know, get it on the freaking net and get some guys in front and see what happens. I mean, we didn't have the talent, you know. We didn't have like the old Islanders had with Trotsky and Bossy and all these guys, you know what I mean, or the old Canadians. We don't have that. So we have to get, you know, the Vickers goals, right, the garbage in front, you know, garbage pickers, poke it in, get a rebound. And that's what I was hoping they'd do. But, you know, like we say again, they're young, they learned, they went through tough series, they played their hearts out. Me, I'm proud to be a Ranger fan. I still got my shirt on from last night. I wore it all day today. I went out to dinner, everything. I still left it on. And some people, yeah, there was some guy, one of the things the other day, you know, I had another Ranger shirt on. They're like, oh, boo that shirt, whatever. I'm like, yeah, boo this. I said, we're going to take it all, you know. And then he goes, I hope not, you know. Son of a bitch. You know? I said, we won one freaking cup in 75 years and you still hate us? I mean, what do you want? I said, we got like the fourth youngest team in the league or whatever it is, you know. I said, and the guy's like, oh, yeah? I'm thinking, these people don't even know what they're talking about, you know. They just know New York hate New York, and that's it. It's the jealousy factor, and that's what it is down here. You know, it's all the jealousy factor. That's what I called, and I tell everybody the same thing. And I would have loved to went back and beat the horn and shove it down his throat, you know, but, hey, still. Yeah, I would love to go back and say, hey, we're in the cup, baby. We made it, you know. We hope New Jersey wins. I can hope New Jersey wins. All right, what is that going to do for you? You're not a Jersey fan, you know. So, you know, so of course I give it back to him, whatever, you know. But like I said, I would love to go back and say, we did it, you know. We made it there. But just like you guys said, I think in the next few years something good's going to happen for us. We have, like I said, that young team, and I think it's burning in their stomachs already. These guys are, what, 25, 26 maybe, the tops, a lot of them. And then we got these younger guys like the Kreiders who are 20, and I mean, you know, McDonough, and I mean, you got these guys here who just played a hell of a series and won two series. They want to go. I mean, I can't wait for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they learned a lot, and I think that's what Tortorella was saying, you know?
Exactly.
You know, the group is going to get better, and this is a process for them, and it's good experience, and they went further, and they, listen, bottom line is they were a team we could be proud of. That's all we want as fans. I mean, I know we want to win the Stanley Cup every year, but it ain't going to happen. To be proud, to be a fan, I got no shame in my game about being a Ranger fan. And people who just hate New York for hating New York's sake are assholes.
Exactly. That's exactly what I tell them.
All right, James.
All right, guys. Yeah, one last thing, like I said, you know, Kreider and stuff, I can't wait to see this kid play a whole season. And some people were saying, you know, how come they only used him a few minutes during the last game, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm thinking to myself, maybe Tortorella doesn't want to put so much pressure on him, especially that, you know, I mean, he was out a little bit and had his whatever, I don't know how many minutes he had, was it 10, 8, I don't know. And I keep telling him, look, he's a young guy, you know, this is the playoffs, this is the third round. Let the vets and the guys who've been playing all year, you know, I think he knows what he's doing. He doesn't want to put the pressure on the kid and make it feel like it's on his shoulders to go out and do something in a game six in the finals there, you know, the Eastern Finals. So, you know, I think everything will be cool and, you know, you guys keep going and we'll be talking this through the summer and next year and everything's going to be all right.
All right, Jay.
All right,
take care.
All right, guys.
Take care,
hey, can you guys keep me on here? My internet's out.
Sure, no problem.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll put James on hold. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out who's on hold and who wants to call in here. Let's see. It looks like Robbie's back on hold listening. 201-566, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
It's Lando.
Lando, how are you?
Good. I haven't been on in a while, actually.
Glad to have you back.
Pretty good. Pretty bummed, but handled it better than last year, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Look at it this way. What did we all say at the beginning of the season and during the offseason last year? We wanted to see progress this year. This was the year they had to take a step, and they took two, in my opinion. So I think, as a fan, I think we all got – I mean, obviously, you want to win the Stanley Cup every year, but that just doesn't happen. It's not, you know, this isn't the 1950s anymore. But I think, you know, I don't see how you could look at this team and say they didn't make any progress and how you could be, you know, be disappointed, but you can't be, you know, you can't be too upset about it.
If any fan ever says that this year they expected them to be better than top four, maybe even top three somewhere in there, and coming first overall, that's complete bullshit. There's no way anybody would have thought, especially once Stahl got hurt, once...
Michael Sauer is out for the year. Mm-hmm. And Sauer was a big part of the team 2 years ago. And then they had Anton Stralman come in. He comes in, he plays well. I mean, and just look at it. I mean, they finished second in the entire NHL in points. They made the playoffs. We said they needed to move past the first round. They did. We said once they finished first in the conference in points, that the expectation, the bar was raised. They had to win a couple playoff series. They did. So, I mean, I know it sucks, but progress was made, and I think we should take some solace in that.
The best thing they can do this offseason, though, get revenge on the Devils, is to sign Parise. I doubt it'll happen. I honestly don't think it'll happen. With if Devils even let that happen, they'll definitely go into bankruptcy just to make sure that doesn't happen. Or he'll go to Minnesota. But if we sign Parise, it's got to be the biggest slap in the face to the Devils right there.
I you know what? I don't even care about slapping the devils in the face. I just want to, because I don't, you know, I don't like losing to them when they're, you know, in games, playoff series. But other, I don't worry about slapping them in their face. I just want to win, put the best team on the ice. That's all I care about. But I hear what you're saying.
But I hear what you're saying. I mean, if the there'll be a lot of Devil fans unhappy. But bottom line is, we really had our chance to do it, and it just didn't happen. You know, I feel for you guys that really. I mean, I hate the Devils too. Trust me, but I don't have to deal with any people who like the Devils out here on Long Island. Thank God.
You lucky bastard.
And I guess in that regard, I am lucky. So, I don't know. But you said it too. We have a lot. We didn't expect this kind of season from the Rangers, and we got it. And we saw a lot of progression from guys. I think Ryan McDonough is, you know, so far ahead of in his developmental and his potential than we ever thought going into this season.
Thank you,
Gomez. On both sides of the point. Yes. Thank you. So, okay, my friend.
All right, Lando. We're going to try
to squeeze
Lando to call
care, brother.
Before we're done. We'll talk to you hopefully Thursday night.
Hi. I'm going to try to get on.
All right. Talk see
you. Take care, Lando.
Thursday night we'll go a little bit longer. It's Saturday night. It's a holiday weekend, and everybody's kind of trying to enjoy their long weekend, and this is just a depression show. So Thursday night we'll
just want to make sure everybody was all right.
Yeah, this is like checking on your grandmother who you haven't heard from in 4 days. Dad, are you alive? Are you answering the phone? So yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and we'll go through the season, and we appreciate you guys being here in the chat room. It's a big crowd here for a Saturday night, but we're gonna wind it down here in just a couple minutes. So why don't we fit? Let's see, here we go. One more call here on hold. 516-715-4. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
What's up, boys? Brock, how are you?
Where the hell have you been? Speaking of checking on our grandmother that we haven't heard from.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Work and everything.
We worry about you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, I'm sure you still see me on Twitter. I'm still complaining on there every once in a while.
No, I'll see you on there
with work and whatnot. But what was I going to say? I just want to thank the Rangers for getting me hockey till almost June. Because I'm not a big baseball fan. I hate football. I don't like basketball. So I'm very happy that we got hockey till June, and that's what I was praying for from the start of the season. I said, you know what, just get me to the third round, and I was going to be content. But I have to say I'm disappointed in the fact that, you know, you know, I'm happy where they got, and I love the progression of the team, and I love the fact of how hard they played and how much heart they showed and everything else. It just kills me losing to the Devils. I you know, they didn't have to play Pittsburgh. They didn't have to play Boston. They didn't have to play Philly, and they still struggled. I don't know what it is. I don't know if the matchups were bad. You know, Ottawa gave them a hard time. Washington gave them a hard time. The Devils gave them a hard time. You know, we talked all season how this team is in first place, but they were in first place, but You kind of felt that they weren't that elite first-place team, that dominant team. And when they started making the comparisons to 94, I had to start laughing because that 94 team had a phenomenal power play. I think they were top two, if not number one in the league. So right there, the comparison is skewed. Second thing is, you know, to lose to a Devil team that struggled to get through Florida, and the only reason they won that series was because Theodore missed two games and Clemenson played. It's probably they don't win that series otherwise. And then they play a weak Philly team with a bad goalie. I said to myself, you know, maybe, you know, Lundqvist is in net. They haven't played a good really good goaltender, and they come out and, you know, they lose. So I kind of have mixed feelings. I mean, next year, remember, you know, Pittsburgh's healthy again. You know, Philly's always tweaking and doing stuff. Boston's going to be better. You know, the whole conference is going to get better. So, you know, to stay status quo, you know, I'm not really sure is the best thing. And I think what you guys said about tweaking the lineup, obviously not blowing it up, but tweaking it, and I said it. I said it from day one, and I said it at the trade deadline. You know, stay there again. Drop the ball with preparing this team for a playoff run. He did it again. You know, you guys mentioned it earlier. John Scott played 3 games. I think they lost all 3 of them. He didn't play.
Really?
You know, that 3-game losing streak? I think, from what I remember, he played 3 games.
I'm going to look that up.
It was a 3-game losing streak, and I don't think he played after that. I could be wrong, but he barely played. Then, you know, you had all these injuries. I mean, they just didn't set themselves up for a long playoff run. You know, guys get injured. Guys get hurt. It happens. Their depth was bad going into the trading deadline. And I understand they put all their eggs in Rick Nash's basket. But when they realized that that wasn't going to happen and they were asking for the moon, they had to have some form of contingency plan. I mean, look at the Devils. They added Zdlicky. They added Panikarovsky. Not fantastic players, but depth guys. Guys that, you know, had a little bit of time on them that could pop in a goal here and there and, you know, could help them down the stretch. You know, what's it called? L.A. added Jeff Carter. They added pieces. They added a few pieces that could get them over the hump. The Rangers did nothing. And they're playing a defenseman as a fourth-line winger in a playoff game. First-place
wow.
hockey team, a defenseman is playing on the wing. I mean, tell me they had nobody else? I mean, they had nobody else they could call up. They had to have a defenseman playing? And I know I'm going
well,
back. I haven't spoke to you guys in a while, and I apologize if I'm ranting and raving about things that are irrelevant at this
no,
point.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No,
Rock,
the thing.
Rock,
yeah,
that. I just went and looked it up.
Go ahead.
He played six games. They were 2-4.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the 3-game losing streak that they had when I went up to Ottawa, but that's another story. So,
well,
whatever.
Rock,
so,
I had addressed the putting the defenseman on wing. I think that's one of the things, the biggest thing I think that I didn't like about the season was the failure to include, like, people that aren't familiar to Tortorella into the team. For instance, Adam Larson on the Devils' side, he was benched after game one. And replaced by the immortal Peter Harold. And you would never see that with Tortorella. He, you know, I would have taken, me and Jim even said it last week, I would have, Chris Newberry could have played instead of Emminger on the wing that night. Just anybody. Something new. Try something. You cannot have a position thrown away to a guy who's never played it before, has barely played it before, in the playoff series, in the semifinals. He just has trust issues. He needs to be more open to just playing guys that, you know, are in the system or you know, I don't know. And maybe, you know, I mean, John Mitchell wasn't much of, I mean, he had a good game the game before he got benched, before he started riding the pine, but I mean, how many times are you going to have a second power play center who has no goals on the power play? I mean, something just don't make
yeah,
sense.
I don't know a lot of things that they did.
There's a room for improvement. But, you know, they did things. If you can take any solace in this, that game 5 at Madison Square Garden, the Rangers don't do things like that. They don't score with 7.6 seconds left, send it into overtime, and then win.
Oh, listen, guys. Oh, I agree with you. And that's when I honestly thought, when they won that game, I turned to my buddy and I said, this is their season. And maybe it was premature to say that. But then they win that great game. And this is my other point, where one of the other gentlemen before me stated that this is a learning experience. Their learning experience, if nothing else, is to learn how to put teams away. They need to learn how to put a team away. They can't be playing a 7-game series against the 8 seed. I understand that Ottawa owned them this year. I understand that. They played well. It's a playoff. You know, anyone can win 8-7. We've seen it with L.A., so on and so forth. They could have very easily swept that series if they had a little more heart. They won game one convincingly. They're up 2-1 with 7 minutes to go in game two. They lose that in overtime. Or they win game three 1-0. And in game four, they had a 2-0 lead. So they easily could have swept them. They know how to put a team away. And that's basically why we had to play seven-game series, is because they couldn't follow up a great performance.
Well, Rock, we'll get into it Thursday night when we break it down a little bit more. But let's face it. Marion Gaborik and Brett Richards were disappointing, ultra disappointing in this series. They could not.
I'll agree with you.
They let the team down. If you got, they have to finish. They have to score again. When their Devils' fourth line is better than our first line, that's it. I mean, you know, Marion Gaborik to me was atrocious in this series.
Really, Anisimov had an empty net goal. Callahan had an empty net goal. But the other night was the first time I think three forwards scored and no defenseman did. I mean, you know, you can't win that way. You know, and you want guys get old of a Gaborik, and I understand that he's making $7 million a year. You know, he's not overly physical. But the guy I'm telling you right now that I was the most disappointed with was Derek Stepan. He can't win faceoffs. He's soft on the puck. They have him on the power play. He passes up shot after shot to shoot the puck. And he was invisible. He had one good game, game six against Ottawa. Other than that, he was a non-existent player this entire playoff series. And I saw that guy in the World Juniors when he won the gold medal for USA. He was an animal.
Yeah.
He was all over the puck. He was. And I said to myself, my God, he's the future captain of the Rangers. He came up so small in these playoffs, and he did the same thing last year against Washington. He is the guy. If you want to criticize people, he's your second-line center. He's not making overly a lot of money, but you're depending on this guy to put up big numbers. He's getting big minutes. He's the guy, in my opinion, that came up smaller than every forward in this playoff series, including Gaborik.
Gaborik
at least got you an overtime winner. What did Stepan do?
No, Stepan, I think, didn't have an even strength goal in the playoffs.
He had one goal, I think.
I think he had one
against
or two.
Ottawa. I thought he only had one.
Well, maybe he didn't get credit for that. Well,
the
we'll catch up
on the net that Stahl was supposed to get. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, guys. Now you have to go. So.
We'll talk about more Thursday. Yeah. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
But you know, I know there are a lot of good things, but we're still frustrated with a lot of shit that went down.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So. All
right.
All right, guys.
All
right,
Rock. Well, hey, good to hear from you.
Rock.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't. Thanks.
Yes.
Talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye.
Well, Jim, there you go.
So that wraps it up. I like the
Thursday night.
It's good to hear everybody was positive. You know, pretty positive. Pretty positive.
Yes.
It's good. Good sign. So
we're still frustrated, but we're positive. I like that.
Yeah. So all right, we'll do this Thursday night and give everybody a chance to talk about what they foresee for the offseason.
All right, Jimmy. Good night, everybody.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night, everybody.
Get the movies.